91.5 WMFO in Medford. We are a crash course for the ravers. Hey, I'll give you a rundown of everything I've been playing later, but that was the high end right there. Brand new stuff from the high end from their new album, Before You Run Out of Luck. And I have them right here. They're about to jam for you live. What's going on, brother?
Other man, what's up?
You ready to go? I'll introduce. We can introduce a band and stuff after a song or two, right?
Yeah, let's do that.
Right on. So the floor is yours. Hit it.
All right.
The high end, everyone.
Slide and fight it. I've been there.
teeth and a bite it. But who's keeping score? It's a long way down. Even at the bottom. It's a long way down. Even at the bottom. It's a long way down. It's a long way down. It's a long way down.
Fantastic, man. That sounded great. I mean, the first song, I thought it was like kind of hard to hear the vocals a little. I got you as far as I can go and those guys as low as I can go. The only way you can change it at all is them to play not as loud. But the second song, it sounded perfect.
All right, great.
Just as we were playing when he's singing.
I know why, but the second song sounded awesome. Yeah, but
should we come down?
I would bring the band down a little, yeah.
That's not even in our vocabulary.
I'm sorry, but just to hear you.
Hey, I'm all for it, but
we want to hear you. We want to hear you, that's all. Why don't you introduce the band, brother? You and yourself and the band and what they're playing.
All right, we've got Kurt Florzak over here on guitar.
Kurt Flozak, this is the high end, by the way.
None of you can see us, so I'm pointing. But
Right. We'll take pictures, so later they can match it up when they listen to the archives.
I'm pointing at Kurt Florzak on the guitar.
Yeah.
Pointing at Scott Sugarman on the drums, Anthony Giordano on the bass, Bruno Giordano on the other guitar, and myself, I'm Johnny Carlovalli.
Well, welcome, everyone. You guys sound awesome, and I'm surprised I haven't seen you out yet. You're playing out a lot, right? I mean...
We
got some gigs going.
In Boston. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to play out a lot here.
I know. Maybe we should do something together sometime.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Man. Absolutely.
Right on.
Yeah, we laid low toward the end of the year, or most of the end of this year.
Okay.
We were...
But you just made a new album?
Yeah, we were working on a new record, and we really didn't want to get out there too much more without the new material ready to hand it out. So.
Right. So it's unreleased.
It's unreleased.
Well, am I the first to play it there? I mean, we played a track from it to start.
Somebody played us.
That doesn't matter.
You're the first one to play. You're the first one to really play this stuff.
Yeah. All right.
Two new songs, though, that are released on Bandcamp. They're available.
Okay, they are available.
Yep.
And we'll be doing a little record release on the March 9th. Well, it's not a record, man. It's... digital age, man. It's going to be a digital download card, man.
Right.
It hurts my feelings, but we got to do it.
That's awesome. I know. I'm gonna record for the first time in February, and it's like, well, we still got to put out a CD. I want something. But
no one owns a CD player anymore.
They're still in cars.
everybody I know has got Sirius Radio or whatever. Right. And
they... Well, I'm still using CDs. So make CDs for me, bands. I like them. We're 91.5 WMFO in Medford. We have the high end here. What were those first two songs called you did?
That was the first song was Looking for Some Kicks. That's on the new record. The second song is something we didn't have ready for the record.
Okay.
It's going to be on our next journey.
So it's special I got to hear that.
Yeah, we're doing a handful of tunes that we didn't record.
Right on.
On the record. Just for here.
Thank you very much. Well, I'm loving it. What do you have next?
We will do one that is on that record. So, tune called Blood Red Lips.
Okay, it's the high end on MFO. Hit it.
Filthy.
The way we like it. Great stuff, man.
It's a Christian inspired rock tune.
Jesus. We have the high end here on MFO.
Yeah, we're gonna do one that was on our last record, 100 Proof. It's a song called I Don't Really Care.
All right.
And bones. No one was born like this.
Great stuff, man.
I almost choked on my gum in the middle of that song.
Oh, my God. You got gum in your mouth?
I do.
What are you doing singing with gum in your mouth?
Like, in that second verse, I thought I was going to need the Heimlich.
Well, you're not supposed to have things in your mouth. Do you usually sing with gum in your mouth?
Yeah, it relaxes me.
Okay.
Little Rascals with the soap, right?
Right,
the soap,
right.
Bubbles going on.
I remember that episode.
So, yeah, we're going to do... We'll do a block of a few more tunes.
Right.
That's
on.
All right.
Yo,
with you, man.
Hey, keep going, man.
This one's brandy.
Yeah, man, we're probably going to destroy this one. So,
like, not in a good way, either.
But we...
But it will be highly entertaining.
Yeah, we like to live on the edge.
Right on.
Most bands would play songs that are well-rehearsed in a radio station environment. But not us. We're going to play stuff we wrote 3 days ago, and that's just the way it goes.
Actually, it was a really old song that was... a totally different song, and we like flipped it upside down, and it turned into.
All right.
It went from Thin Lizzy to what it is now.
Kind of a what are you talking, like metal? Or?
I don't know.
No, it sounds like us. Well, there was a period of time we've got five guys that all listened to a huge amount of different genres of music,
right.
And. It melds into one, and it's hard to find it's hard to find a sound of your band when you've got so many different influences.
Right, right.
So then, when you finally do have something that's this works, and this is what we sound like, maybe we should rewrite a few of these songs we wrote earlier because that wasn't us, and this is more of what we're doing now. It's really not even the same song. I don't know why. It's just got the same name.
Right.
And a few of the same chords. Like, hey, it's a song about even ugly people need to have sex, right?
Oh, okay.
That's what this song's about.
I'm all for that.
Even ugly people need to have sex.
Right.
Is that okay to say? Can I say sex?
It sure is. That's what good. That will be the next PSA. Ugly people need sex.
Do we remember? Because we'll screw this up. The middle part is. We're good. All right. I can't wait.
This is excitement. We're 91.5 MFO with a high end. Hey, if you get a question for them, you know, I'll just put you on hold till the end of the song. 855-915-9636 is the number. I'm Brian. They're the high end. You ready, guys?
Yeah.
All right.
1, 2, 3, 4. We'll be right back.
didn't screw it up.
sounded great to me, man. We made it. No apologies for that.
No, I didn't even have my seatbelt on.
We're 91.5 WMFO in Medford. We have the high end here live. Hey, if you got a question for the guys, 855-915-9636. What's going on? There's some kind of controversy in the room. Some grumblings and mumblings. A shout out. What?
Oh, yeah. We did that last track. Well, both tracks we're actually going to play have Nina Prelar on vocals on that. She did a real solid on those tunes.
So you have someone you're singing with on the recording.
Yeah, I had this crazy vision, and these guys kind of looked at me crazy, but it really worked out. And I mean, Anthony scored a great singer for us. She's fantastic.
What's her name?
Nina Prelar.
Okay, cool. Nina?
Yes.
Nina. Hi, Nina. I hope she's listening.
You're awesome. I wish you were here.
Right on. Yeah, maybe next time.
Well, that's why we're playing those recordings. So.
Maybe she can join you next time.
Absolutely.
Right on.
We did two shows. We did two. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's awesome.
Yeah, we did the heavy leather topless party. She came with us. Did the three tunes.
Nice. How come I wasn't invited to that?
Oh, man. Nobody's really topless, though,
are they? No one was topless.
I would have been.
There was leather.
I would have been, but you don't want to see that. What do you have for us next?
Yeah, we're going to we'll close it out, two covers.
Two covers?
Yeah.
So two songs left.
Yeah.
All right.
And then you can play some of our
stuff. I mean, you guys can go longer than that. I just have to be aware and ready for...
We'll do these two.
On these, please.
What's that?
If you know the backups on these, please feel free. You'll
jump in.
You'll know
this. Oh,
the covers?
Songs.
You want me to sing with you?
Yeah.
Sure. Why not?
Well, let's see. Let's see what you're doing first.
And pick your spots and scream.
All right. All right.
guys. Hey, oh my God. You know how to please me, right? Ah, complete blast. The high end there on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. What can you say? I mean, if you had an audience, they'd be cheering like very loud, but it's just me. I'm sure everyone's cheering in their living rooms. Yeah, we'll play a recording, let you guys get, you know, take a breather for a couple of minutes and talk a bit and take phone calls if anyone wants. 855-915-9636, and we got one queued up here. This is Get In Touch.
Get In Touch.
Get In Touch from the high end off their new Before You Run Out of Luck album, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. we don't know what to call them anymore.
I know.
What CD player am I in? I can't screw this up, guys. All right, here we go. WMFO. And right off the bat, we did have a caller. Where'd they go? I don't know why it's not blinking on the board. They must be calling the wrong number. It's like blinking up there, but not on the board.
Hey, caller, whoever you are, 855-915-9636. Try that number out, because I'm not sure what number you're calling to make it flash without the board flashing. But we're at 91.5 WMFO in Medford. I have the high end here. They just did a like magnificent half-hour set. Thank you very much, guys. That
Thank
was
you.
Great.
Thank you for having us.
And a couple covers. Well, your own stuff and two covers at the end, which were great. I mean, did you pick those out because you went, oh, the guy's show is a David Bowie lyric?
We've been playing those for
you have?
For like a year at least.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, actually, the Cooper song was, that's the most, what, like 6 months or something?
Yeah, that's the newest tune.
Great stuff. Yeah. We used to do Alice. I used to do Under My Wheels.
Nice. That's a great one.
Actually, was it that? Yeah. Yeah, it was Under My Wheels. He was actually kind of my boss for a little while. When really? I worked at ZLX, I four years, every Saturday night, I played the Alice Cooper show. They basically, he sends a CD from wherever he lives, and, you know.
That's cool.
And I tried to make it sound like Alice was in the studio, you know. I'd even, like, take the calls and go, you know, oh, what do you want to hear?
That's cool.
But anyways, let's talk about you guys. 91.5 WMFO high end. I wish that caller would call back. 855-915-9636. So when did you guys get together?
We've been together for a couple of years.
Yeah.
3 years?
I've talked enough. You guys want to?
I feel like it's 2.5. It was 2 summers ago, right?
You all seem to be seasoned musicians, though. What bands were you in before the high end?
Is that
end?
Code for old?
No.
Don't let the gray hair fool you.
We're probably the same age. Yeah. This might be the caller here. But think about that question while I take this. MFO, you're on the air.
Check 1, 2, check. Hello, hello. WDMR 106.9 The Laser from Minneapolis, Minnesota. We've got you live in the kitchen here doing dishes, and it's Tom Cook. How you doing, guys?
What's up, brother? Do you know who this is?
No.
Either do I. What's up? Who's this, Tom?
Yeah, man. I'm just goofing with you. Like, hey, I got you on in the kitchen over here in Minneapolis. Sounding pretty good, actually. That stuff went on live in the studio?
Yeah. That, what you just said, is this Tom Hawk?
Not Tom Cook.
Tom Cook. Oh, what's up, brother?
Oh, Tom, what's up, man?
Hey, man.
Are you a regular DJ, Tom?
I only know one of you guys. I only know one of you guys, and I don't even know him. So.
This is Tom, drummer from the Magnolias.
Oh, hi, Tom. How's it going, man?
Hey, pretty good, man. I'm a Boston fan since who knows when, but we go back with the O'Hallorans, you know.
Okay. Did you hear the show? Did you hear the high end set?
Yeah, I tagged him on Facebook, and I tagged John Freeman and Mike Leonard, so hopefully they got some of that.
Right on. Well, the archives will be up later for whoever missed it.
Cool.
Well, cool, man. I just want to pass on. Look at, man, it sounds really great live in studio. We've all done this stuff before, and you know how that goes. It's hit or miss, but seems like you guys got it dialed in really good. The band's really tight, I can tell you right now. I don't know a lot about them, but I love the talking, the sarcasm, the East Coast, the Boston way out there.
Thanks, brother. We appreciate that.
I went in the living room, I told the gal, man, these guys are smart asses. You got to get in there and listen to these guys.
They're not even trying.
Yeah. They're talking all serious about stuff, and it just sounds sarcastic.
Boston, yeah, it's definitely the city of sarcasm, that's for sure.
God, you guys are great, man. There's a little bit of Boston over in France, you know.
Oh, yeah? They took a little of us over there?
They got a scene over there, man. They got a scene over there that's very, reminds me a lot of Boston, man, with just, you know, the coolness, the attitude.
I've never heard that.
Like your music.
I've only heard bad things.
Cool in Boston really don't mix, right?
We could send some more music out to you from the Twin Cities. There's a shitload of bands in every town, you know?
Of course. And please don't swear again, or I'll have to fine you $40,000.
All right, I'm sorry, man.
No problem. Hey, but thanks a lot, Tom. Hey, you got a request for after I talk to these guys?
Let's see. Can you do... Just do another one of their songs off their record, man.
Yeah, we're going to do... We were planning on that. Yeah,
I want some Dogmatics,
okay, that's
too,
good enough for me, man.
We'll do that as well. Yeah, we'll play the high end right after we talk to them. Thanks, Tom.
Cheers, Tom.
All right, maybe the Cave Dogs, if you could find the Cave Dogs song.
Ooh, oh, I have Cave Dogs for sure, man. I'll play them.
Dude, man, I love the Cave Dogs. I met them in the early 90s in Austin, Texas, man. They're unbelievable.
That's sweet. I'm jealous. Okay, so we'll have all that
all right,
coming.
Later, man.
We'll have all that coming up. Keep listening, brother.
Thanks, man.
Yep. Later, buddy.
Bye. Oh, nice call.
We have one fan.
No.
He doesn't live in this part of the country.
2,000 miles away, is it?
If I judged who was listening to the show by how many calls I have, I would have quit, you know.
I was certain that was one of our wives calling.
No.
Just to make us look cool.
Most people don't. Most people don't want to call a radio station. So it's, you know, it takes a special someone like a Tom Cook to call.
There you go. That's right.
It might have been
Nina. Our wives don't even like us.
I talked to you all
day. Oh, them again?
Yeah. How about any of the wives want to call in and say hi?
No.
855-915-9636.
That means you, honey.
Oh, my wife.
So you got a great album coming out before you run out of luck, and you put out one. What was the other one?
100 proof. We put that out.
I've been playing that. I play it from time to time, and I will more now that I know you.
Funny because we had no idea what we wanted to do when we wrote those songs, but we wanted to hear what they sounded like, so that's why we recorded them. But these new tunes are more of the direction that we're heading.
Awesome.
We're proud of them.
Right. Where can people find your songs? I know, I mean, you have to be like computer illiterate to not know, but for people like me, you might want to tell them.
TheHighEnd@Bandcamp.com.
Yep.
TheHighEnd.Bandcamp, I think.
Man,
if you go, what is our website? Because all the links for everything.
Oh, and to spell it, it's the H-I, and then what do you call that? A hyphen?
Anthony will hook you up right
Anthony
there.
Knows all about that stuff.
Yeah. He's a mic, though.
T-H-E-H-I. Speak right in the mic, brother.
THE-HI-END.COM. That's where we're at.
All our links are on there.
A lot of dashes.
Okay. Anything? You got any gigs coming up?
Next week. January 9th.
Playing Tuesday night at O'Brien's.
Monty's
Ski
Lobster.
Monty's Lobster and Ski Bunny.
Ski Bunny, yeah.
Where's that?
O'Brien's.
O'Brien's. Oh, you were naming the bands. Yeah. I thought you, though, it was like some crazy new venue.
Ski Bunny Bowl. It's on the backside of Killington.
No, actually, I know Ski Bunny. That's with Tracy Chevrolet. She's actually really cool. Yeah, yeah.
Tracy's an old friend of mine.
I saw her at Midway. Were you there that day?
I was there.
Right, cool.
Yeah, we're the best Tuesday night band you'll hear.
That Tuesday night.
I'll try and make it out that night. Really, seriously, if I'm not good doing anything, I'll hit it up.
We're playing that Friday, too, at Ralph's Diner out in Worcester. Same Friday.
Ralph's?
Yeah.
I always wanted to go there. Have you ever played
there?
I've never been there. I've heard good things. I want to do that.
It's cool.
I've never done anything in Worcester.
Yeah, it's a great place.
Worcester.
Worcestershire.
Worcestershire
sauce. our record release, that's March 9th, right?
March 9th.
And that's a great lineup.
That's going to be a killer show. Yeah.
The record release, March 9th. You're going to have a show for it? Where's the show?
Midway.
Midway
with Continental. Who else is on?
Gala.
The Gala.
And Nick and the Adversaries.
Nick and the Adversaries.
Continental with
Rick Barton.
Rick Barton.
Yeah.
From all kinds of bands. What? I mean, he was an original.
He's Dropkick, right?
Dropkick Murphy. Right. Yeah. Right. Cool stuff, man.
It's gonna be a good show.
All right. Anything else? Did we cover everything?
Or Bruno,
you want to get back?
That's
Bruno. You all set?
Yeah. Everyone tells me I talk too much anyhow. So
You guys are fabulous. Thank you. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks,
and we'll do it again in 6 months, you know?
Yeah.
Thank you for having us, man.
Unless you want to come in like in next week and do an acoustic number to make it different.
I don't know if we translate to acoustic.
I think we're like Bruce Springsteen. We don't do the unplugged thing.
Right. What track am I playing?
This is a song called The Way She Moves Me. This seems to be the tune... a lot of people are liking.
So it's track 7, The Way She Moves Me.
Yeah, it's a little bit more pop oriented.
It's The High End. This is their soon to be coming out album, Before You Run Out of Luck, correct?
Yes.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, guys.
Cheers, man.
Yeah. Thanks.
This has been a blast.
Thank you.
And I'm just like stalling to see what CD player I'm in. And here we go. 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Reputation precedes itself.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. That's why I don't play off YouTube often. I'm going to admit it. I was playing off there. Crazy stuff happens. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. But I wanted to get that one out to Chris Dahl. Special request for Memories by P.I.L. You might know, if you're not familiar with that, you might know the Sex Pistols, this band here. I got to go for a smoke break. I'll give you a list of everything soon, though. We're 91.5 WMFO in Medford.